This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. I'm with Ann Bloxham-Smith today. And tonight you'll be appearing at the Monroe City Council. Tell me a little bit about what you're going to be doing at the council and why.
Well, this is actually my son's idea, Walt Smith's idea. He's been planning this for some time for us to go to the council and present our proposed ordinance against balloon releases within the city of Monroe.
It seems harmless. You let a balloon go in the air for some kind of occasion, and you're like, woo, and then it flies away.
But it's pretty.
And it is pretty, and it's kind of cool, but then it doesn't really fly away, does it?
No, and they don't, like, dissolve once they go up in the air. We don't see them come down, so that we tend not to think about that. But it's the old saying, you know, what goes up must come down. When they come down, they're litter.
And litter that is damaging to a lot of animals and our environment.
That's right. That's right. And it's damaging to any kind of litter is damaging to the image of our area. So when we have manufacturers and business people coming to visit our area and they see litter along the sides of the roads or in our waterways, that's a really bad thing. On the other hand, we've got wildlife in the area on land and in water that are harmed by these balloon releases.
Now, you work a lot at Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge.
That's
I know
right.
You go out there and pick up the trash and walk around and
right.
and are out there a lot. You tell me personally, you've had encounters with wildlife and balloons.
Yeah. A couple of times now I've been out in my kayak on the lake picking up litter and have found water birds that are tangled up in the strings that are on these balloons. The strings are actually as damaging as the balloons are, and these birds have drowned because they were tangled up in these strings. It's pretty sad.
Monroe has an ordinance against litter. Most places
That's
have
right.
an ordinance against litter.
The parish, the state, everybody.
So you're letting your litter go to the sky. What about other places? Have they banned balloon releases in other places you've studied?
Yes, in many other cities around the country, balloon releases have been banned. We actually have done some research and have some good language for an ordinance that we've stolen from others around the country, stolen that language and have tried to get it as legally acceptable as possible.
Balloons typically made of latex, and you kind of think that stuff falls apart after a while, but you say it really doesn't.
Yeah, the latex is supposedly biodegradable, but it lasts for years and years, and by that time it's done its damage. The Mylar balloons also can get tangled up in power lines and have some really bad effects on the electrical current.
And the scary thing, believe it or not, we're running out of helium, too.
That's true. That's another thing.
Let's talk about this. Tonight you're going to be at the City Council. When and where is that meeting, and how do folks get involved?
City Council of Monroe meets every other Tuesday night, so they'll be meeting at 6 o'clock tonight at City Hall in Monroe, and everybody can come. You can sign in, and you can speak for 3 minutes at the end of the meeting, or not. You can just be there as a supporter.
This is Ann Bloxham-Smith. She'll be at the City Council meeting tonight speaking about a balloon ordinance. You can find out more at our website, kedm.org.